Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Sometimes I be mad as I don't know what, that I can't hit them high notes like the women hit Pressure. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? What's up, sis?
I know that's
terrible.
Right. What's going on, my brother?
I'm on this terrible, translating, testifying, too great Tuesday. Hey,
that's right.
It's another episode of Kills. Call it for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, Tree, I'm telling you.
What's happening, my brother?
All right. Tree, just, I'm going to say this and I'm going to get right on out the way, okay? I'm going to tell you about this one. I'm going to tell you about this and I'm going to get right on out the way. So, Reese and I decided, you know, we're going to take the boys shoe shopping, right? And I think that it should be a rule or law now. If your kid wear a bigger shoe than you, they should buy their own damn shoes. They should buy their own shoes. Do you hear me? Yes. Yes. Yeah. You know? And not just that, I'm going to say this. I remember as a youngin' going to the mall and going in, let's say, Champs or Foot Locker. And we would go and to shoes, and you would have the people, you know, working in the stores coming to give you assistance. Going to the back, getting the shoes. You know, I mean, really, really making you feel good for coming in their store. Not no more, okay? Not no more. I had to wave the dude down like 3 times, and then he came our way, and he helped us. We got the shoes finally that fit after going to 3 different stores. You know, we finally got the shoes that fit. So we go to the counter, and I see a Washington cap, and I was like, "Ooh, I like that. How much is that cap?" This little heifer said, "Why?" I said, "Excuse me." She said, "Why you want that hat?" I said, "Why you worry? Don't you know this make up half of your a part of your salary?" She talking about some. Well, because it's a Washington hat, and my pay was based on that hat, I really wouldn't make a good salary anyway. I said, "You little cock-eyed, long-legged, bubble-faced fuzzy, let me tell you something. That's my thing, okay? And you don't talk to your customers like that coming into a store." And Reese was like, get her, babe. I said, you know, us men, when we got our women standing behind us, saying, get them, get them. Said, get them. Get them. That's all I heard in my ear. Get them. I was like, how dare you? I said, if you don't like Washington, that's your choice and your opinion. You keep it to yourself when you got a customer in here purchasing Washington items. You know what I mean? You shut up about what you like and don't like. Because guess what? You ain't going to never wear this hat. You ain't going to never don these colors that I'm wearing. So, therefore, you know, shut your mouth, little girl. You know what I mean? Earl, I was so heated. I was so heated. But I said, you know what? I'm not going to act up because I'm pretty sure my family from the corner ain't going to want another story about killed or went somewhere and acted a fool, got in an argument with somebody. So I kept it cool. I didn't let her get to me, ruin my day, you know.
Good job.
Thank you. I had to pat myself on the back. Attaboy, for real, because, hey, I know in the past, it wouldn't have been pretty. it wouldn't have ended good for that little strumpet. You know what I mean? I couldn't be. Girl, I was like, I told Reese, I was like, young, service ain't nothing what it used to be. You know, there was a time when we didn't know the store associate opinion. Because guess what? We didn't come here for your damn opinion. Nobody cares how you feel about whatever you feel. Don't nobody care, Charlie. You know what I mean? We don't care. You know, the only thing we care about, you know, we only care about what we want to purchase. And if you know what, when I was young, I worked at Friendly's Ice Cream. I hated Rocky Road Ice Cream. But every time someone ordered Rocky Road, guess what? Okay, no problem. We'll be right back with you. You know what I mean? Because that's what they wanted to eat. That's what they wanted to eat. Now it's you got to know my opinion on that with everything. With everything. And I'm like, I could care less how you feel. And you know what, Tree? I got to thank, a special thanks to our brother Ted and our brother 57. Because both of them called me this weekend and got my mind completely off of the nonsense. You understand me? I mean, both of them called and was like, hey, bro, how you doing? And Ted was even like, yesterday Ted called and said, man, what you doing? It's 5:30. Why you ain't on yet? I was like, Ted, it's Monday. He was like, damn, I thought it was supposed to be on the air. I said, you know what, bro? I appreciate you. I appreciate your attention to our show and what we bring, man. I was like, your enthusiasm is just unmatchable, dog. Thank you very much. Now, when I go to the store and I go shopping, girl, I'm going to just sit in the car, say a prayer before I have to deal with this younger generation and they nonsense. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, look, I'm asking all of you Kale's Cornians, when you are out and about, And I pop in your mind. I'm popping in your mind because I'm probably about to cut somebody out. So just say a quick, Lord, please don't let them, prayer in your head and go on about your day. That's all I ask.
Exactly.
That's all I ask.
Exactly.
And trust, I say one for you guys as well because I know that we all have simpler temperament and attitude. So, I drop one for y'all. You pop in my head. Believe that. I drop one for you. Look, I pray for Darius all the time because living in a house with trees, you might get jab smacked at any time, bro. So I'm like, hey, what? Yeah. Oh, okay, that's my man. But, that's my crazy story for today, T. How are you, T? How have you been during our separation time? Yeah.
I don't like it. Like, I'm getting, you know, I kept saying, what? I need to be on air. I need to be talking to somebody. I need to be doing something. But
okay.
All I did was sell clothes all weekend. That's all I did was sell clothes because, you know, Mother's Day is around the corner, so everybody trying to get their Mother's Day gifts in. So I just been selling right. stuff all week.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we're in the month. Quick, funny. I was thinking the other day, I said, man, you know, Mother's Day, my first Mother's Day without my mother. And
oh,
Reese
yeah.
looked at me and said, I'm a mother. And I said, yes, you are, baby. He was like, don't forget me. I'm a mother, okay? All right.
That's right.
Yes, we'll not forget you. We'll not forget you. But anyway, Teresa, I know the feeling. Trust me. I feel the same way when we're not on. It's like, damn, Joe, this would be a good topic, a good day, and I know we'll have a great discussion on this. So you all know that between Teresa and myself, we go back and forth narrowing the topics down because we know that whatever we choose, you guys are going to support and be right there with us. So with that being said, today we will discuss the second round of the playoffs. What, if anything, are you learning or seeing from the matchups of round two? That's Philly versus Miami, the Mavs versus the Suns, the Bucks versus the Celtics, and Golden State versus Memphis. Then we have another question. Has James Harden's window closed for NBA championship?
Mm-hmm.
Do we think James, the ref tipping up to James Harden and his herky jerky style, which causes the other team to foul him and everything. So yeah, y'all think about that, and we're gonna get back to it. Third thing: are you satisfied with what your team did during the 2022 NFL draft? And we're also asking you to give your team a grade, not just on the pick, but also the free agent pickups, the guys that weren't drafted, but your team still picked them up. Is there somebody that you're excited about? We want to know. We want to know all these topics and much more today on this episode of Kale Corner. We thank you all so much for joining Lady T and DMV Kale today, and we gonna get it started after this commercial break. 563-999-3782, 563-999-3782. Call somebody, tell them that young lady and that boy is on that corner. We'll be right back.
This is a story of famous dogs. But the dog that chases this tale will be busy. He's a happy dog, rhythmic dog, harmonic dog, house dog, kick dog. Dogs of the world unite, dancing dogs. Yeah, kind of dog, funky dog.
Nasty dog, rhythmic dog, atomic dog. I'm talking Philly 92 points, Miami 106. I'm talking the Mavs, Mavericks, 114 points, Phoenix Suns 121. I'm talking the Bucks 101 points and the Celtics only 89, and Golden State 1 point above, 1 point better, 116 to 116 over Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
116 over Memphis. Three, baby.
Mm.
Besides,
I don't know.
And I hate to say this, I really think the Celtics are going to bring a little more to the table than they have. They did that first game, but wow, I mean, to not even reach 100 points, to not even break 90 points.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this same Celtics team that dominated the New Jersey Knicks.
Yes.
They dominated, Trees.
Yeah.
To barely, I mean, and I know some people will say, well, 89 is 90. No, it's not. 89 is an 8 and a 9. That's not a 9 and a 0. That's an 8 and a 9, one less than 90, okay? So we got to call it by like we see it, you know? I out of all these games, which one is most intriguing to you, or which team that lost, be it Philly, be it the Mavs, be it the Celtics or Memphis, do you think that that's just a blip on the screen, that team is going to be more competitive in this series? Which team would you decide upon?
The Mavericks?
Really?
Yeah. The Celtics, they did beat the Nets, but the Nets was hurt. They was broke up. They weren't fully, you know, healthy. So they beat a team that they should have beat, that we expected them to beat, you know, and the way that they beat them.
Right.
The 76ers, I don't know about them because Embiid is not going to be there. So, you know, I don't know about them. The Grizzlies and the Mavericks are the two. But I just feel like the Mavericks have more of an oomph factor because they have Luka.
Mm.
But Luka sometimes, to me, Luka is like the catch 22 guy. Like you damn if you do, you damn if you don't. You know what I mean?
Well,
like
Luka gave the Mavericks 45. I'm sorry, he put up 45 points, but
he still
wasn't enough.
What was his assist?
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm with you. Okay. I can feel you on that.
You see what I'm saying?
Well,
yeah.
He's not going to change now.
But listen, if he wants that chip at the end of all of this, because that's what we're playing for. So if he wants that, he's going to have to change up some things. Because they play – I hate to say this – because they play really well without him.
Oh.
When he plays, everybody not eating. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody don't eat when he plays because they play and – they try to get him the ball. They ball watch,
right,
and then they try to feed him the ball most of the time. And then when he got the ball, he gonna dribble, and then there's gonna be like 5 seconds left, and he gonna give it to somebody else. And then when they don't make it, he look at them like they retarded. And I'm like, dude.
Right.
So that to me is gonna be, that team needs to step up.
Right. Right, they are. Let's shoot this question out there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys, which team do you guys believe out of Miami, the Mavericks, the Celtics, and Memphis. Those are the teams that lost their opening round.
No, the 76ers. You said Miami. Miami didn't lose.
I'm sorry. That, great. That's why you're my co-host, man. Philly.
Yes.
Philly, the Mavericks, the Celtics, and Memphis. Out of those four teams, which one surprised you, and which one do you think is just a blip on the screen? Let's go to the Huckleberry, man. What's up, Huck?
What's up, y'all? Hey, everybody. What's up, sis? Kel?
I miss you.
What up, bro?
Hey, here I is. I'm gonna tell you, that's a good question. I really like that question. The most intriguing matchup to me is the Grizzlies and the Warriors. I think that's where we're going to get the most excitement. I do agree with Sis on the Mavericks. The reason why the Mavericks lost is because the Suns played like a team, and even though Adonis scored 45, he really didn't pass the ball and get everybody involved. That's what the Suns did.
Right,
the Celtics
right,
are in big trouble. The Celtics are in big trouble because Milwaukee is bigger than they are, and they out there dominating them right now, and they don't have their full complement on the floor. What's his name is not even out there yet.
You know what I said? Excuse me, but this just came to my mind. When I was watching the Celtics and the Bucks, I said, it's funny as hell how the Celtics bullied the Nets, and now it appears that the Bucks are bullying the Celtics, you know? That's why I was like, they in trouble. Go ahead.
I don't think it's much that the Celtics can do because the Bucks are just that much bigger. And Giannis is playing out of his mind right now.
Yeah.
I don't think that's too much they can do, you know, because you can't make up for size. If you ain't got it, you ain't got it, you know.
Well,
the 76ers.
You can't teach it even 57. They can't teach it either.
That's right. They can't teach it.
It never hurts when the referee cover one eye while you have the ball on offense. That's all I'm going to say about
that.
One eye.
Let me say this about the 76ers.
Okay.
They're in trouble whether Embiid comes back or not.
Or not.
What's his name? Harden is playing like an old man right now. You don't know. It don't look like he still has it anymore. He's not scoring. You know, so even if Embiid comes back to the next game, they still in trouble. They still in trouble. The Heat are playing above the rim right now. Butler had a great series.
Yeah.
Their whole team, Hero, just came through last night. They just
played. He got six man, didn't he? He got six man.
Yep. Yeah, he got six. He did get six man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought he hadn't come out yet.
He
one of the finalists.
Yeah.
And he came off the bench and scored 26 points last night. He scored 26 points off the bench.
With the People's Choice Trees, he is the sixth man, for real. I mean, I don't care what team Tyler Hero is on. He comes off the bench, and he's a scoring machine, for real. And he makes whatever team he plays on that much stronger. Barring an injury, I'll say Miami might make it, I know, at least to the Eastern Conference Finals. I'll say that. Barring a key injury or anything like that, you know, we have to take that into account these days. The way the injuries go on, but you know, let's take another call.
Yes.
What's up, bro? What's up, Tane?
What it do? What it do? Kale's calling the family. How y'all doing today? Much love and respect to everybody.
What's up, bro?
Hey, Tane.
What's happening with you?
What it do? What's up, 57? What's up, Miss T?
Not much, babe.
Ain't nothing. Just chilling. Hey, look, I heard y'all talking about Hero real fast, man.
That's you scared me.
I caught myself. I mean, I was on the corner. I'm on the corner, but I caught myself though. But not
no doubt. Go ahead.
When y'all was talking about Hero just now, that's who I was talking about about last week, I think, when I said a guy that was starting and then went to the bench and didn't cry coming off the bench as a sixth man. That's what he did this year because he started.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's who I was talking about.
That.
Tyler.
You're right, Tyler.
See that.
Them 26 points, he been doing that all year when he been coming off the bench too, man. I'm telling you. That boy be balling.
But I think that's why they got him in the rankings like that, Tank. I think that's why they got him up there like that. Because
you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
And he's not just throwing the ball, though.
He's a hero.
He's hitting shots in crucial situations. That three-pointer he hit last night was, like, crucial, man. Two plays of ball last night. Yeah.
Boy, I'm telling you, he's been shooting like that for the last 3 years.
Sometimes you watch an NBA game and a player like that three that 57 just made mention of will go down and you it comes in your mind, this team is going to win. This team wants it. That team is not doing enough. You know, this team is going to win. And at that moment when Hero came in and he bucked that three, I was like, okay, I see it now. I see it for myself now. I see what's about to happen here. And you know, hey.
They in trouble.
Kudos to Spoelstra, Haslam, and that whole Miami bench.
Because if
you all remember, it was chaos, utter chaos that was discussed
a month and a half ago.
And look at how they're playing now. Look at how they're balling now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make another call. Go ahead, Ty. I just wanted to say real fast,
and about those the Nets and the Celtics, that just shows you how bad the Nets was this year. Because like y'all were saying, how they dominated the Nets. And now that they're going against the Bucks they just too big for them, man. They too big for them.
Too big.
I agree.
Yes.
All right. Let's welcome in Lou. What's up, big brother Lou?
What's going on, Lou?
Good evening, everybody.
Lou.
What's up, man?
Because the Nets just lacked in size and speed and everything, and that's how, you know, they lost those all 4 years. Even though they kept it competitive, but it was just too much for them, and all the other nonsense that happened during the season too. So they lost. There were many different factors on why they lost, but I don't think it was expecting a sweep. Now, the Celtics, I think, just got a little hiccup. I think they're going to be fine. I mean, I did pick them as my upset. I picked for the Eastern Conference. So I think it was just a little bump in the road right there. And the most intriguing matchup, you're right. It's got to be between the Warriors.
And the Grizzlies.
And the Grizzly Bears.
Absolutely.
The Grizzlies. I don't expect this to be a cakewalk for either team. I don't. I think this is going to be a nip and tuck battle all the way. It's got to go to seven games. It has to.
Yeah.
It was brought to my attention because I had forgot. Memphis beat Golden State last year. Memphis sent Golden State.
Yes, they
home.
Did.
So
don't be surprised.
But they're playing.
That's what Golden State
does.
Don't be surprised if they get Golden State this time.
Exactly.
I've also noticed a
tension at Golden State between Klay Thompson, Poole. I've also noticed the tension there. Klay's body language, if you watch them, and I think it was Treats and I that was discussing this. Klay's body language is telling it all. is telling
that you
gotta
watch
that
carefully.
Boy, that boy is unhappy. He is unhappy with Golden State. Now, barring them winning it all this year, I'd be surprised to see Klay back with Golden State next season. Seriously.
I think
because maybe you're right about that.
You say you'll take it.
And you got to remember, Draymond Green was gone before halftime.
Right? Draymond Green was ejected.
Before
exactly.
halftime. Way before halftime.
I saw that. I recognize that, Tang, what you're saying about that. But I also recognize, too, that Morant didn't really start playing hard until the fourth quarter. I know they lost Green. And the tension out there, out there is not that Klay Thompson is, they're jealous. He's jealous of Poole because his shots are not falling, and Poole is tearing it up.
I think
that's where getting his man every night out there, clutch situations when they leave it Klay Thompson wide open and he's missing shots.
Yeah. All right, let's take another call. 462, how are you? Welcome to the corner.
What's up, D?
What's up? How y'all doing?
What's up, D?
Hey, man, how everybody going, man?
All right, now.
Me, personally, I think the series that I'm more intrigued with is probably like that Boston and that Bucks series. Just so because of how the Celtics played, you know, they only made 10 2-point field goals. I don't think you're gonna see that again. You know what I mean? So between the Bucks and the Celtics, and I got one more thing to say too. On top of that, I disagree with y'all when y'all said Luka is like a selfish player. I don't know what international player ever came to the NBA was a selfish player or even had that label on them. So for y'all to try to label Luka as a selfish player, I don't believe that. He never been that in his career ever since turning pro at 16.
Well, you got to look at how he plays to me.
Well, you need to help his team out.
Yeah,
no,
it ain't his job.
He's
waving him out. If he wants to get
Luka and John Morant. Okay, it's great that you can score like you score, but it hurts your team when you have the ball and everybody is just standing around. And remember, there was a play where Ja Morant had all four of the Golden State defenders around him. That means you got teammates that are wide open, bro. Pass the ball. Kick it out,
I can agree with y'all when y'all say Ja Morant, but when y'all turn that and go to Luka, he's never in his career as 16 years old pro. Never in his career.
Okay,
not one year in his career have anybody said this man been a selfish player. He's been at 16 years old, averaging at least 8.5 assists. 16 to now, you can't do that. Who is he playing with now?
Go ahead, Tree. I can go with that because Giannis he didn't have no superstars beside him either. He played well too, but I've never seen no other player besides Luka when he's playing. Like if they want to throw him the ball, if he's too tired because he had the ball so long, right? He had the ball so long, like. When
I see him do that all year long.
He waves them off, right? He waves them off. That means I'm too tired. I can't right now. Like, I can't do it right now, sir. Can y'all swing it the other way? Go that way. But if you want to be that superstar and that person that we saying don't be selfish, then you got to take the ball. Every time they're trying to throw it to you, you have to take the ball. Right?
Not really.
You won't play. That's selfish.
No,
if you want to play, then you want to play.
That's not selfish because you can score on the back door cut without the ball in your hand. You don't need the ball. He could be waving them all.
Can I say something?
He's so big to play on offense. Yeah.
Understand.
Hey,
Luka, nine times out of ten is the scorer. So if he has the ball in his hand, all of the attention is going to go to him. If he kicks that ball out, those are easy bets. What Treese is saying
easy
is
points.
Those are easy points for his team. So it doesn't matter if you're tired or
he's
not.
A great player.
Take the ball, and are you too tired to pass out of the triple team?
Right.
Come on, man.
Can I ask y'all this? So what basketball have y'all been watching? If this guy damn near averaged a triple-double, if he's averaging these numbers, if he's getting these assist numbers, what basketball
is
y'all watching?
What if anybody else averaging that's on the team, though, D? He can't be the only one averaging a triple-double.
But look,
that's my point.
It showed why it's true.
Tank, give me 5 seconds. Go ahead, 57. Because I cut him off. Go ahead, 57.
Hey, listen. The only reason why I agree with nephew is because these two guys are asked to go out there for their team in crucial moments and be the ones with the ball, Morant and Luka. Now, in the playoffs, Luka has been holding on to the ball. He's played about other players been standing around, but when they break the huddle, the coach is told get the ball to Luka. Ja Morant, when they break the huddle, the word is go get us a bucket, Ja. So the other players are standing around. So you got to look at the coach too. What is the coach telling them? What's the scheme that the coach has? You know, okay. Luka looks like he's a selfish player right now, D. He really does. You know,
I ain't gonna say it's all his fault though.
But it showed in the first series. When Luka wasn't there, Luka wasn't there, if you paid attention to that team playing, everybody was balling. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
When Luka came back, he did help. But when Luka was not there, if you watch the games this year, man, that little red dude with little play.
Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson.
Yeah.
Colorado.
Yes. Why you think they don't put Dinwiddie in there with main man too much?
Yeah.
Because when you watch Dinwiddie with Luka Doncic, hey dog, Dinwiddie be getting his face turned up like I'm not running with this dude no more out here. Because both of them are ball hogs.
Right. And they need to put their
before I get off here? So Luka, they said Luka.
Go ahead.
Luka had a potential 17 assists. Potential. He only had 8 assists. That means when he passed the ball to these guys in open possessions, they missed. Right, 17 potential assists. So what more can he do if he had 45, 12 rebounds and 8 assists?
He got to keep throwing it to him. He got to keep throwing it to him. It's 5 against 5.
Exactly.
I don't think you understand. He had 17 potential assists and only finished with 8.
Listen to what you said.
You said potential.
They missed the shot.
But listen. At what percentage, right, was the shot that they missed? You see what I'm saying? It's a lot that go into all of the shots that were missed.
Yeah.
He could have given him the ball when it was 3 seconds left. He could have given him the ball, and then it was almost a turnover. It could have been a lot of things.
Right. Are these guys missing layups, or they missing, like Three said, hard
3-point
shots?
I mean, what they missing?
Yeah. What are they missing? Let's bring Ron in.
I'm going to just say this, and I'm done. Luka Doncic is only a selfish player inside of Kale Corner. That's my final statement.
Come on, D. Don't be done like that.
No,
you can't quit us on that one, bro.
Hey, y'all got it.
Kale, If you want to utilize your teammates, get them more involved. Get them some easy baskets. You can throw the ball to them when they already got a dude in their face or on them because you either don't feel like shooting or you got a hard defender on you, so now you want to throw them the ball when they're covered. No, get them that ball in the paint. Let them make some layups. That'll take you from 8.5 to double digits. Go ahead, Ron. Welcome to the corner, bro.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Hey,
what's up, 007?
Hey, y'all. You know what? After Sunday, I did my homework. Thank you.
We don't want to hear nothing about the President's Cup, Ron.
No, we ain't 57. We ain't talking about that right there. We ain't even talking about that. Move to the left, just like that, man. Move to the left. Now,
all right, I'm gone.
I want to talk about the Bucks. I never seen Lou Alcindor play with the Bucks when they won back to back championship in 1970. And what I got from the old school out there, you know, out there on the corner, is that Lou Alcindor, his hook shots was, you know, deadly. He didn't really have a dribble game versus you had Greet the Free, he has a dribble game. And I'm looking at, it seems like we're looking at a modern-day Lou Alcindor right now. Triple-double for power forward or small forward, or his center. I forgot the position. I was 4 or 5, but then you have power forward. Okay, thank you. Okay, you know, you got a power forward who's dropping triple doubles. You have Holiday, you know, scoring 29 points outdid Jason Tatum. Celtics is my pick. And what they're going to have to do, they're going to have to shoot well inside the perimeter. And they're going to have to knock down them threes because if not, you know, you have Greet the Freak that's going, you know, take it inside and you got him shooting on the outside. And he has, you know, saying he's getting his players involved despite having Middleton involved, who's going to be out, you know, during the series. And the Bucks looking fresh. Number two, I'm impressed with Phoenix Suns. I thought Devin Booker was going to be out for the playoffs. You have Ayton,
Iverson.
Yeah. Ayton who's shooting 60% from the field. That's good. And then you have Devin Booker who's scoring, and the bench is helping him out. So I want to talk about winners, and I'm more impressed with the Bucks because I didn't see that coming.
Right. Hey, quickly, our Facebook listeners, we want you guys to send those comments in the Lady T because we want to hear your opinion as well. We want to hear what you guys have to say as well. 638, don't be late. You're in a place that's great. What's up?
What's up, y'all? What's going on, everybody?
Well,
I'm a C.
Well, that's what
right, I'm a technical. Philly's going to win this, right? Even though they lost, they're going to come. Will Ebrim going to come back and do his thing? You know,
why
now Morant, you know, huh? Oh, nigga, he gonna come back. You know, it's playoff time. He played early. You know,
unlike Ben Simmons.
Simmons is a bum. He's a bum.
Morant need to wear a belt, right? Like, because he got to be tight with his team. You know, you can't pretend to do it all, right? You know, that's why you got teammates that help you. Mm-hmm. These young players come in, and they can be like guns. You see what happened with L.A., with Westbrook. Westbrook tried to do it, you know. He did good for the Wizards, but that's a different team when you got LeBron and Davis, right? You try to do it all, and you know, that was the worst mistake the Lakers ever did. So,
Let me correct you real quick, Steve. You had LeBron. Mm-hmm. Anthony Davis was on the bench hurt. You had LeBron there with you. Anthony Davis was on the bench, bro. Anthony Davis was a no-show.
Hey, we acting like ESPN. We on the corner. We ain't talking about no teams that ain't in the playoffs. Forget the Lakers.
Can I respond to Ron?
LeBron's feelings were hurt, not his physical body. Okay, let's say that. But I like Dallas. As far as Golden State gonna win because of veteranship. I'm gonna go with the Suns because the Suns got veteranship, and you know which gonna want that.
That's who's gonna win it all. That's who's gonna win it all.
The Suns, because they, you know, CP3 want that ring so bad. You mean he want that?
Yeah.
He want that ring bad as a horse and Dickie fish sandwich. You know that.
I hope that I was cool for the rest of this. I see some money out here for me to take.
Once they brought Devin Booker back.
Mr. Kirby been in the hospital since Friday. So, you know, say a prayer for my buddy. You're going through 75. You know, even when you're 55, you're going through problems, you know. Veteranship, just like me and him, I got my personal problems with my leg and stuff. Got hit by a Jeep last week, you know.
You better take care of yourself.
Listen. Hey, I'm gonna tell you. All I'm gonna say is this, man. All I'm gonna say is this. Kirby is a serious part of this corner, and we are definitely going to send a prayer to up there until brother is able to come back on this line give me some of that good Washington knowledge.
And if I know the corner yet, them prayers are already going up.
I'm writing right now.
I'm going to talk to him tomorrow.
And we love you, Kirby.
Get well soon, baby.
Does Kirby have his phone with him?
You know what? I think his wife has his phone.
Okay.
I'll still call her. But if you want to know, I'll give it to you, okay?
No, I have his number.
His number got changed.
Okay, we'll do it online. We don't want to put his number over the air.
Yeah, I have the new number, Steve.
I want to put my number over there. I don't care.
Call me. You have control of your own.
Let's come back Thursday, man.
Number is USA1000.
Let me bring my man Marcus in. Come on, Marcus. What's up, Marcus?
Go ahead, Marcus.
Okay, Marcus.
Marcus, come on.
What's up, sir?
Oh, man. What's up, Marcus?
What's up, man? It's crowded on the corner, man. Yeah. Hey, listen, it's a lot of hustlers on the corner, man. We can't make no money.
Everybody, man.
I hope y'all all selling different things, man. We can't. We must got. We all got to sell different things on this corner, man. Dang.
Yeah, the block is hot. The block is hot.
Hey, check this out. And it's Tuesdays and Thursdays, so we got to watch it one time.
And that's when we come out, though.
Yeah,
you know,
Tuesday,
you know.
Hey, look. What it do, man? I miss y'all, man.
What's up, miss you
too, bro.
Oh, no, that's right. We miss you too.
Man. Can you bring the truth?
How you feel about these games? How you feel about these games?
I mean, I'm liking it, man. You know, I'm liking it. And I feel everybody is super hungry. You know, I keep hearing different people talking about this team and that team. But I just got to go with Greek the Freak, man. I mean, their defense is crazy. The defense, man. I'm a defense guy, and I think defense
win games.
Game,
that's right.
You know, and that boy Giannis can turn into anything he wants to be on the court.
Yes.
You know, so you going with the Bucks to win it all?
Yeah, I mean, I would like. Let me be clear. I would like for the Suns to take the whole thing. I would. You know what I'm saying?
You're going to get your wish. You're going to get it.
I don't think so, T.
Yeah.
I think Memphis is going to get these boys, man.
Long as Booker stay out there and they keep on giving them that needle,
they'll be all right.
Mm-hmm. He was out there running around like wasn't nothing wrong with that hamstring.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Shit.
I don't
know, man.
He was in. He had to go to the doctor's office before he got on that floor. You gotta know that. He had to go to the doctor.
When he ran back there, he went and saw the doctor.
Exactly.
So he came to the corner before he went on the floor, huh?
Somebody out here got it.
Okay.
He sent me that email. Hey, DMV Kill, man. Hey, what I need to do? I told him, hey, man, ball out, Joe. If you got two legs that work, show them how well they work. You know what I mean? And he said, cool. Pimping ain't easy, but somebody got to do it, baby. Somebody got to do it. I just hope he don't aggravate it too much, and then they just keep on doing it, and then he end up like my man AI and don't never get a ring if he don't get it this year.
Wow.
Let me ask y'all,
can I remind y'all of something?
Go ahead.
I said at the beginning of the year that Booker would not last through the playoffs to the championship. He's going to hurt himself again because he's not that strong. Phoenix is not going to be in the championship game. They're going to get taken out. I'm telling you now. And as far as
he just rised up like the Undertaker, though.
I think Memphis can get him. I think Memphis can get him. I think Memphis is going to get Golden State and end up playing the Suns, and I think Memphis is going to get the Suns. That's my pick. To come out of the West. It's okay to disagree with me. I don't care.
Yeah,
I'm just telling you that's how I feel.
I mean,
and
sure. I'm going to pick the dark horse.
But look at the other thing, too, Tang. I wanted to refute something that Ron said. The Celtics cannot shoot their way out of this. They're playing a bigger team that's picking them up at before half court on defense, and they're playing great defense. And they got a player that's guaranteed 25 points a game that's sitting on the bench waiting to come back. So they can't win.
Well,
and the Lou Alcindor did not win back-to-back championships. They only won one, and then they lost, and they didn't go to the next series, just so you know. 1970.
Why y'all keep saying Lou Alcindor?
Because that's who he was when he was played with the Milwaukee Bucks. He was Lou Alcindor.
Right.
He didn't change his name until like the fourth year.
But he still was Lou Alcindor. Like, he's Lou Alcindor.
Let me make a point real quick off of what Rod said.
Yes, sir.
And I want you all to understand DMV Kale listens closely. Rod said that they have to start making their 2-point baskets inside the perimeter and outside the perimeter. Rod, I'm about to give you the No BS Award, first time ever on Kale's Corner, because that's how you win. You make those shots. That's the only way you win, if you make your twos and your threes. But I'm going to say this. I'm with Kane. I don't see the Celtics shooting their way out. The Celtics need to play defense. Okay.
Right.
Now, if they make those shots that you're talking about, Ron, and add some defense with it, you know, somebody got to take the charge versus Antetokounmpo. You can't just let that man put his head down and barrel into you like that without putting the onus on the referees to call the foul. Somebody got to be willing to sacrifice, man. Someone has to be
willing
to sacrifice.
They're going to put somebody in there that they don't need, man.
Hey, let me
tell you. They're going to have to put
somebody on the bench. From off the bench to do that. Because if somebody do that and they step in front of him and do that, good night.
Yeah.
Say goodnight to that person. Say goodnight, and they're going to be sitting on the bench for the rest of the series.
Not unless they are outside the restricted area. If they're outside the restricted area, that's a foul on Giannis every time. And you might not get that call. You may not get it every time because we all know how when it's pertaining to Giannis, what is a foul and what's not a foul changes. We all can agree on that. We all can agree on that. But if you put that onus on those referees, put that onus on the refs, man. Make them make that call.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But what I'm saying is when you step in front of him, step on the side of him, step anywhere in front where he's running like he's a deer in headlights, what I meant was you're going to be on the sideline because you broke up. Not because you ain't get the call, not because the call ain't go your way, not none of that. You're going to be on the side because your side is
hurt. So you just got
blank
knocked out of
you. So what I'm saying is somebody from off the bench need to come in and do that because the people that you got, all five of your starters, they can't afford to do that. They cannot afford to do that.
What Jerry West told Magic for his first championship, how bad do you want that ring? What are you willing to sacrifice for that ring? And all you see, Tree, is, and we can agree on this, people running, moving out the way when Giannis is going to the lane. Man, take that charge, man. Take that charge. It might hurt now. It's going to feel so sweet. It's going to feel so sweet later. And what you got to remember is if Giannis gets too many fouls early, they're going to take him out of the game. So now you're just playing a regular Bucks game.
That's impossible.
Mute
your background.
Mute your background when y'all talking.
Mute your background, whomever that is having a conversation, please.
Or get on.
We love you guys.
Yeah.
We love you guys. We sorry, but we need
that. Thank you. You're playing a regular team once Giannis goes out with those fouls. And I understand what you're saying, 57. It's most likely that the referees won't call that call. But this is a strategy you have to use in order to win. You have to
I agree with you.
You know,
I agree 100% with you, but who's going to do it?
Let me ask y'all a question, something that I and me and Debo were discussing and talking about. Do you guys think that Harden's window has closed for an NBA championship? Because
I do.
I don't see him receiving the same calls. I don't see him getting to the foul line as much, and his scoring has dwindled. His number of scores has dwindled tremendously. So, I mean, do you guys think it's done? Do you think it's over for Harden?
I think his passion for the game is gone. I don't think his window is gone. I don't think his window for a championship is gone. Chris Paul, 37. He's still chasing one. So long as you're playing team ball and you're on somebody's team, you have a chance. So I can't say that, you know, his time is gone. Like, only time his time is gone is if he's in the kitchen and he don't have no team. So
but
that's not the case yet. That's not the case yet. He's still on a good team.
He's still on a good team.
Only person they're missing now is Joel Embiid and James Harden himself. You know, like, if that's something he truly wants, then he got to put more effort into it than what he's doing. Like,
you're saying you don't see his decline. You don't think him.
I see a decline in him. I do. But what I'm saying is, as long as you're on a team, and that team is a good team, because 76 is not bad. You know, they got a lot of good pieces. They just, like, the head coach is bad. You know, they got a lot of bad pieces. They don't have a bad team. Like, if they had a Spoelstra or Nick Nurse, some people like that, like, they would have a chance, to me. That's just my opinion.
My opinion is, I'm going to be honest, y'all. Y'all know how I am with this. Because I've been watching James Harden. When he was with the Houston, he was averaging averaging 23 points a game and whatever assist. When he came to the Nets, he was supposed to drop down. But he only dropped down to 18 points a game because he had Kyrie. He still was doing what he wanted to do. He didn't have to score all them points. But now, I think somebody gave that man a call and told him, I think you need to chill out, because him only shooting the ball four times in the second quarter, in the second half, that last game yesterday is ridiculous to me. That's not the James Harden that I know. And he didn't decline that much just from leaving from this half of the year from the Nets when he was averaging 18. Now he only averaging like 12 or 13. Come on, man. That man ain't even balling right now. He ain't showing. He ain't doing. Now, if he got old in them 2 months, then he got old in them 2 months. I'm going to go with that too then.
Well, let me ask y'all about
that. Can I say this?
Do you think he's still a max player? I don't.
Look, I love my sister. I love her to death. I mean, to life. But, sis, I don't think you can have it both ways. If he done lost his passion, his window is closed. If he done lost his passion for the game. This is what I'm going to say, and I'm going to leave it at that. I think his window has closed because he did so much in Houston. He did more than he wanted to do in Brooklyn. And I think his window is closed. And if MB come back and they don't make it to the finals, the team is going to be rebuilt. And it's going to be another 5 years before MB even smells the finals. That's my prediction.
Me personally. If you were 20-10 players, that means 20 points, 10 rebounds, or 20 points, 10 assists type players. Your window is never closed in the league. You always going to be winning on the team.
Okay.
I think you were talking about his 2018 season when he averaged like 30-something points. he hasn't been that guy since that since he did that though. That was like an unguardable tool when he was just killing everything. He ain't that player no more though.
Most of the last time he was 2010 guy.
Still,
he's been a 2010 guy the last 4 years.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Are we still considering Harden as a max player? Is he a max player?
No. No.
And I say no as well. No, he's not a max player.
No.
He's a sixth man. When he was a sixth man, when he was with the Thunder.
The Thunder depended on him to score. He was not an assist man. The Thunder depended on him to score.
I thought he came off the bench. My bad. I thought he came off the bench. You know what I'm saying?
Are you asking a sixth man or an assist man?
Yeah.
A sixth man. He was the sixth man.
Okay.
Like the number six, right? That's what you asking. The
sixth. Yes. He was the number six man.
That's the position.
He's not a starter. He's not a true starter. It shows.
I'm with 57 here. If you don't have the same passion and the same drive that you once had, when it's not about getting paid, it's not about being famous. It's about winning a championship. And if you don't have that drive, that deal with you, then I'm sorry. Yes, your window is closed.
What is y'all metric system of passion? What is y'all grading that on? Like, how do you grade a guy passion?
I ain't got no calculator in front of me, bro.
Nah, I'm just asking. That's just judgment. You just saying the dude don't have no passion. We don't know.
I know by his stat line. And I expect it to diminish a little as you get older, but I'm also expecting every now and then you give me the old James Harden. We haven't seen that.
The only thing that diminished was his scoring. He's still doing and he's still giving you at least 20 points. The only thing he's not doing is averaging 36 points.
And that's huge.
But see, your Embiid is out, so he's supposed to give you more than 20 points. He's giving you regular season average. You're in the playoffs now. You're the man out there on the court now. Embiid ain't there, so you got to up your game.
I'm just saying.
You said he's a 20. He's a 2010 man. He's been there for the whole season. But we're in the playoffs now, bro. We're not in the regular season.
Talking about the person. I ain't think we was talking about playoffs. He asked a question on the person.
No, you said he was a 2010 man for the regular season. And I'm saying when you're a star, you have to up your game. Well, you can't just be in, okay, I'm going to take this 2010 from the regular season to the playoffs.
No.
You got to up your game, especially when you're number one.
I was talking player James Harden, like just him. That's what we're talking about, the playoffs, bruh.
Come on, D. We're talking about the playoffs.
He wasn't.
We're talking about the regular season. We're talking about the playoffs.
Yeah, we're talking about the first three. That's what I was talking about.
Because how you going to judge a person's passion and not talk about the person?
By the way he plays the game. By his aggression on the court.
And the stat line that he puts up, man. His stat line, we all can agree, his stat line is nothing compared to what it used to be. Nothing. It's completely off, man. It's completely off. And listen, I like James Harden, personally. You know?
Yeah,
He's a party animal, you know? He party with the folks that I wish I could party with, you know what I mean? But it's not your partying that brings you your attention. It's that basketball and how you play and what you do. Somebody mute their phone. Somebody mute their phone, please.
Really?
Yeah, who is that? Who is that?
You
That's me. Sorry.
That's who?
Come on, mute that. Mute that. But we like James Harden because what he brought to the team. Whichever team he was on, it was what he brought. Remember, when he was in Oklahoma as that sixth man, he was averaging those 30 points. And now you're a starter, you can barely muster 20?
He was never averaging 30 at Oklahoma.
Damn near. Yes, he was.
Not even damn near. He never averaged nowhere. He didn't even average 20 in Oklahoma.
Okay. All right. I'm going to ask you to look it up. In Oklahoma,
is we talking OKC,
yes.
James Harden? He never averaged. Yes, he averaged at least under 20.
Tell
under 20.
Averaging.
It was under 20. His highest was like 16. His highest was like 16.8 or something like that.
Come on, D.
We are talking Oklahoma, James Harden coming off the bench.
He right.
Come on, bro. He didn't average 20 at Oklahoma. He ain't saw
he
averaging
right.
20 until he's 16. With the Rockets.
16.9 rebounds, 15.2 rebounds, 20.8 rebounds, 22.6 rebounds. He right.
What year was this? Was that when
the big three was there?
Everybody's talking at the same time. I can't hear the question. Go ahead.
I'm just asking, what year was the year that you're reading from? What year is that?
This he was with OKC.
Okay.
What year? 2020,
2019,
2018, 2017,
2016.
Well, you know, he was there the whole time.
Well, Debo says James has fallen from the elite. After this year, the max dollar is done. He is flat out not the same. 18 points, 10 rebounds, or whatever that stat line you're talking, he is no longer a superstar. I agree. I'm in agreement.
I have to go
you
with
know,
him.
You know, I'm in agreement, James. And Darius, what makes us say that is because now his team really needs him to pour it on. Now his team really needs him to be that extra, and he can't.
Mm-hmm.
He cannot be that extra what they need. He can't. And I'm going to go so far as to say, see, y'all didn't have this problem when Ben Simmons was there because Ben Simmons picked up all the slack. When Embiid went out, Ben Simmons' averages and his stat line went up. I'm talking rebounds. I'm talking assists and scoring. They all went up. But you guys decided to throw it on Ben Simmons when you didn't win. Come on, man. So, and I'm not, you know, downing Harden because, like I said, I like the guy. I like him.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a fact. If you look at his numbers, they have diminished. They have diminished. And that floor general that Philly needs, he's really not. He's really not that guy. So,
he
you
is,
know,
though.
He
is. Passing the ball wise, the only thing that diminishes is he scoring less points. That's it. Other than that, his field goal percentage is 3.5%. All of that is damn near the same. Rebounds,
well, you know what?
Fields.
A red light is a red light. It just stay yellow too long. Think about that.
A red light is a red light.
It just stay yellow too long. Its purpose is to go red, green, yellow. That's
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
What point guard in the league right now that's averaging at least 20 points, at least 7 rebounds, at least 10 assists, because this is what he did, is not getting them, got a max or not getting the max for that?
You say 20 points?
First of all, 7 rebounds, 10 assists.
But first of all, we got to look in the league and see who actually are point guard, because they scrambled this thing around to a point where you don't know who is who or what with these teams. So what team left? Let's say what team left has a actual point guard outside of Phoenix, because we all know Chris Paul is a point guard. And then some night he doubled as a shooting guard as well. So, I mean, that
Holiday, that's a bad boy right there.
Just
about every point guard in the playoffs now is averaging that amount. I mean, if I'm wrong, but it seems like just about everybody that's instead of playing is averaging that.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Marcus Smart is not averaging that. He get a max. That's the crazy part. All
right. Okay, I said but is Marcus Smart the point guard?
Yes,
is
he is.
Yeah, is he always the point guard?
Because
sometimes Zach Brown is the point guard.
No, Brown,
when he got hurt and went out the game the other night, Brown played at the point guard.
Yeah.
True.
Hey, let's go back to that.
And hold on. And you got to realize, Marcus Smart is a really, for real, whatever his team needs type player.
Yeah.
He's not
playing the next game.
He's not classified down to one position. He's a whatever his team needs type of guy. So it's kind of hard to put Marcus Smart in the category of point guard because he does so much. He's asked to do so much, you know?
So who do y'all consider a point guard? So I could compare them to James Harden, because y'all danced around it the whole time.
Well, we just said Holiday, playing with the Bucks.
So is Holiday getting a max?
I can't recall whether his contract is a match or not. Okay, he's not getting the match. Okay. But he's given the match. I can tell you that. And night
that's,
in and
that's
night
dancing,
out, he's
that's
given.
Around it. That's dancing around it. You just,
that's
you bob,
dancing
you dancing
around it.
You
dancing
around what?
That's not a fact.
I asked a simple question. Who, as a point guard, that's the point guard that's averaging 20 points, at least 20 points, at least 7 rebounds and double-digit assists is getting a max
Jason Tatum.
And Jason Tatum is Chris Smart.
They ever gave it to him. Chris Paul. They ever gave it to him. Chris Paul. John Morant will be next. Luca Doncic
next. Can I cut you off at Chris Paul?
Yeah.
Chris Paul's not even giving you 20 points a game. So if you're giving Chris Paul and James Harden is right behind him in assists.
Whoever got it.
Oh, that's my example. So how y'all going to say James Harden is not a max player?
And let's not forget Chris Paul for different reasons. Chris Paul is there
reasons. So you can't do that. You cannot keep doing that. Everybody you name, you want to say something different about him.
You're bringing up the value of James Harden and saying the things that make James Harden valuable. I'm bringing up the value of the players that are being mentioned. Chris Paul is not there to primarily be a point guard. He's not. Chris Paul is a floor general. He sets people up, okay, for scoring and all things of this nature. It's not just about what Chris Paul can – how can Chris Paul put this basket – make put this ball in the hoop. It's much more than that with Chris Paul. That's
James
why
Harden is doing the same thing that Chris Paul is doing. He's averaging more points and more rebounds.
But can I say this? Chris Paul could get a triple double without even scoring any points.
How you gonna do that, bro?
He had He had 10 assists, 10 rebounds, and it was another category he had 10
steals.
10 steals. 10 assists, 10 rebounds, 10 steals, plus he gave you 9 points. He was 1 point away from a quadruple double. He was one point away. Which, like Lou just said, it's very rare. See, Chris Paul is not just there to be a point guard. He leads his team, bro. He leads his team. It wasn't the influence of the coach that got them through while Chris Paul was injured. No, it was what Chris Paul left on them guys that got them through. You got to understand, dog. For some players, it's not about their scoring. It's not about their scoring. It's more about their leadership. And Chris Paul is one of those players. It's about his leadership. He's a floor general. He's always been a floor general. Every season. That's what I'm saying. Chris Paul has always been the Chris Paul we're seeing. James Harden is not the James Harden that we've been seeing. He's not. He's not.
29.6, 23.4.
What's that? 29.6.
I'm just looking at I was just looking at what they put up for. I was watching ESPN, what they just put up for James Harden. That's who they're talking about right now. And he averaged from 2012 to when he left OKC, he was at 29.3. I can't rewind it back right there. So he's been a major player.
Whatever the stats say different.
Well, I'm just going to tell you what they got up on the board right now.
I don't care what I know you care, and I care too what they wrote.
You know.
Everything.
Hey,
like everything they
we all going off the same
fact,
information.
Everything we read ain't fact. So, you know, it's always
the same thing with what y'all read. Same thing
y'all
with what y'all read.
Right.
Don't mean it's true. Don't mean it's true.
Right. It don't mean it's true. But, 57, I swear, I've seen that. Who is that with that beeping in the background? Come on, man.
Get rid of
him. All right, 57. I've seen those numbers before, and that's what brought me to this question about James Harden.
Mm-hmm.
Because I see the fall off, and I see where the man is as opposed to where he was. Okay. All right, y'all, we're going to wrap that one up. That was an intriguing conversation. Thank everybody for their point in that. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. When we come back, don't make me mute you, Ron. When we come back, we're going to jump into this NFL draft. You know, did your team do what you wanted them to do? And what are your grades for your team? Not just on the draft pick, but also their free agent pickups. All right, y'all be ready. We'll be right back.
You buy it.
Get 'em up.
I mean you body by.
I
represent. It's 1990s thriller. It's Master P. Yeah, they label me a drug dealer. Cause I'm bout. I mean I'm rowdy. I have what them killers that everybody talk about. We doing it. We doing that.
We doing what?
We in the studio whipping up dope tracks. Cause we real. You better guard your grill. Cause if we body, if you ain't body, you might get killed. I represent
B-R-U.
With them killers and third wall uptown Calvio.
Yeah.
Oh, now, man. Back
oh, now,
up
man.
Off. Ain't
up
no soft. Better guard your grill, motherfucker. We coming hard, G. I got killers in the project selling
water.
I got niggas from New Orleans to Florida.
Body.
I mean they ride. You better watch your issue, cause these niggas is wild. I mean they snatch you out your car on the kidnap.
My team got bowdy. My team got bowdy. Yeah, I'm back. We back. Lady T, I like that sweatsuit, girl.
I got these coming, bro. I got these coming.
I don't want to hear
Should
that.
Be here.
You keep telling me you got
Should be here Friday. Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. Friday, I shall see.
Yeah.
NFL draft, man. I'm going to say this. I, as usual, got a little upset and warm with my team, especially once we traded back and the Ravens picked Kyle Hamilton. Y'all just don't understand the torture and the misery that is going to be for me, because they are going to all over Washington DMV radio. They're going to be talking about all the good stuff that Kyle Hamilton is doing for the Ravens. So it's going to sting a little bit, but I'm more appreciative of the way that we handled this draft from the third round on. From the third round on, I'm really appreciative. Come on, Savvy, you funny. Come on, Tree. Come on.
Hey, man. We ain't
come on,
Tree. And they started in the third, and with the last ending of the second, all the way at the end of the second to the third, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's when our picks started. And we got some pretty good picks, but I know that's not what everybody is wanting to know about my team, okay? That is not what they want to know. They want to know about Deebo Samuels. And Kyle and John Lynch said he will be a 49er, okay? He will be a 49er. That means they're going to give him that money, okay? They are giving him that money, y'all. They're going to give him that money. They didn't say how much it was going to be yet, but they did say that they were going to give him the money. So everybody can stop with the let him go. He can come over here. And just, no, he's going to be in burgundy and go. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your week, sir. Amen.
You guys aren't burgundy and go.
Thank you, Kale. Thank you, Kale.
I
appreciate that, Kale.
We're red and go, sir.
Thanks for that correction.
We like the color red anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We don't like
burgundy.
I think when
y'all must be colorblind. You know, because I thought the 49ers look like burgundy and gold, and the Washington Football Commanders look like red and yellow.
Red, white, yellow, and black.
I'm going to need you to adjust the color on your TV, Tank. Because we are burgundy and gold. Ain't been nothing but
like
burgundy,
they
burgundy and gold.
They really not. They just
burgundy
like
and yellow.
Burgundy
and yellow.
So y'all want to change our name. Y'all want to change our name. Man, you want to change our colors. Wow.
I've never wanted to change our name. I wish y'all stayed the Redskins.
Me too. I never wanted to change the name. You know, I'm awful. Redskins, but I got my fist up in there. Redskins, baby. Red and white.
Hey, big bro, I got it. You know what? I was looking at something the other day, right? And it came up.
Uh-huh.
And I knew you were talking about how the Blackhawks was able to keep their name because, it was a real tribe and it wasn't nothing messed up. And I saw the word Comanche. I wish y'all could have went to the Washington Comanches. And then y'all could have kept the Indians and all that.
Comanches.
Stuff. Yeah, Comanches. Because
it's
a tribe. Then they would have been able to, kept the Indian on the helmet. It wouldn't have been no derogatory, nothing going on about it.
Okay, I get it.
Because the Comanches
couldn't
is a real
have kept
tribe,
the Indian
like
on the
helmet.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they
could have. It's better than some other names that have been changed. I mean, there's one other team name that's been changed, which. Doesn't make any sense at all. The name of the new, the Cleveland's new name.
Oh, the Guardians?
Yeah, or like the Gargoyles, or whatever you want to call them. It makes no sense at all. The Guardians?
Guardians
of the Galaxy?
Hey, listen.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
Hey, listen.
Okay, so
I don't care what they call us. Why don't they call us? They can call us the Washington Iskabibbles. The Washington whatever they want to call us. I want us to win. They can call us whatever.
I want us to remain here. And it's really, hey, right. Look, Washington fans, it's really looking like they're headed to a get out of this DMV area type zone. I'm serious.
But you heard what VA did, right? How they put this big bid out. They put this huge bid out, and then they cut it in half when they realized that no other team was bidding. Did you hear that?
Okay.
That's what they get.
Was bid. Yeah, so Virginia bid it like something $1 billion, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was their first bid that they put in. But when they realized nobody else, no other state was bidding for
yeah,
team,
nobody want that. Mm-mm.
Then they cut it in half. Now it's like $500 million. I mean, big cut.
Mm.
Wow.
Mm. I'm gonna welcome my brother in late. What's happening, Ted? What's going on?
Hey, good evening, everyone. How y'all doing? Sorry I missed y'all, but I had to take a little nap. Back was hurting.
Okay.
I ain't doing the Ben Simmons. I don't know what's going on with him, but I got some rides up in mind. So.
Okay. What do you think of Chicago's draft, kid?
I couldn't really tell you, man, because I really don't know who all we kind of picked up, man. So I ain't really been investing my time in that right now, you know. So
right.
I couldn't tell you.
I'm gonna say this. Washington, and this was the undrafted side of things. He picked up a safety, a cornerback, wide receiver, kick returner, linebacker, tight end, offensive line, wide receiver, another offensive lineman, a tight end, a cornerback, and a linebacker. And a defensive lineman as well. And all of this, guys, all of this was undrafted. So these were the guys that, if you know how rosters are constructed, these guys that are undrafted, they're the ones that are used as fillers on your team. They'll either end up on your active roster or they'll end up on your practice squad. Now, you do lose some players sometimes. You know, other teams will come up and scoop guys up at all times. But for the most part, these players will remain at your disposal. So, hey. Just off of this undrafted list, I give my team props. Like I said, I was real close to giving them an A, and then I saw Sam Howell, whom we picked up in the fifth round, and I understand now why we got him in the fifth round, because Sam Howell is this year's Baker Mayfield. What was the other quarterback, the young boy that he came into the league with money.
Johnny Manziel.
Sam Howell is reportedly this year's Johnny Manziel. So that's why we were able to pick him up in the fifth round. There were reports of him partying a little too much and enjoying himself a little bit too much. But, you know, hey, you got to take a chance. You have to take a chance. And you got a prospect like that. You got a prospect like that staying around. In the fifth round, you got to take him. So with the drafting, with the acquisition of Sam Howell, along with the acquisition of the 6'8" Curtis Hart, the tight end from Arizona State. And you know, I started, as I was writing this down, Washington was going after all six-foot players, even from Southeast Louisiana, outside linebacker Cole Kelly, seven. I'm sorry. He's the quarterback. I'm sorry. The quarterback, Cole Kelly, at 6'7", 260 pounds. So I'm like, okay, we're trying to get bigger. We're finally understanding now. Go ahead.
Can I ask you this? Okay, you're saying you got to take a chance. If you got a player that's got the reputation of a Johnny Manziel, you know, and they took a chance on him. He went in the first round, I assume. I can't remember what exactly draft to it, but, you know, he was Heisman Trophy winner or up in there. I'm not saying – I don't know if he was winning for sure. But anyway, he was slighted. They took a chance on him, and look what they got him. So I'm just – I was just asking, so do you really think he's worth taking that chance of, it, especially with the how these, you know –
Can I respond to that?
In the fifth round, yeah. Go ahead, Marcus.
Yeah. I mean, look, the thing about us, man, we have always been that team to trade away everything to get a good first round pick. We'll even take an injured first round pick if he's the staple name, which was about to happen, which I thought we were going to do, right? There's no guarantee that guy is ever going to was Jameson Williams or whatever, that's his name. There's no factual way to know what he's going to do when he actually is healthy again. I was really, really happy that Washington did what they did. At the end of the draft, I had to call Kale and tell him, hey, bro, we did the right thing. Every need that we actually needed, we filled every space in the house that we needed. We didn't go and actually, here's what everybody needs to also understand. The dude that we got, Doxson, right? I made a joke about him being another doctor, right? Because we did so bad with the other doctor. But the fact remains, this guy is one of the most sure-handed receivers in the college draft. The boy goes up and gets everything. The running back. Now, people were scratching their head about the running back that we got, that we picked up third, right? Wasn't that our third pick? Our third or fourth pick? We picked the running back, right?
Third.
Everybody's scratching their head about that. We needed a bell cow because I said it all last year. Antonio Gibson is not a running back. That's why he fumbled the ball all the time. He kept fumbling the ball. He fumbled the rock all the time. You see what I'm saying?
Hold on, listen.
And this particular running back has touched the ball 300 times and never fumbled the ball. Never. His entire college career. Go ahead.
Emmitt Smith. I was going to say Emmitt Smith style, which comes from Alabama. They say 980 yards after contact.
Who?
The dude, the running back you're talking about.
Yeah.
He came from Alabama. You picked from Alabama, right? So that's what you're talking about?
Yeah.
900-some yards after contact. That's Emmitt Smith's style, like.
But look, truth of the matter is, what I was trying to say is everybody that we chose are sure-handed guys. The receivers, the running back. They don't drop the ball. They don't fumble the ball. They physical. They go get the ball. They big, right? Even the tight ends that we got, they were undrafted.
That's Brian Robinson. That's the running back's name. 6'2", 225, ran a 4.55 in the 40-yard dash. Brian Robinson.
And the boy is super physical. you know.
Okay.
So I mean, like you were saying, Kale, they actually feel that. The only reason why I can't give them an A, you know what I'm saying? I can't give the team an A off the draft is because of the question mark. Every year, that thing comes to bite us with that first round pick, right?
Yeah.
They all become I'm talking about. I can go back 7 years. That first round pick don't do nothing for us. Nothing. You see what I'm saying? So, and what we did in the draft was smart. But the only reason why I gave him like a B plus on the B plus side is because of that. It's the question mark. It's the question mark.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, look. Enough about Washington.
Well.
57.
We just spent
the last 10 minutes
talking about the Washington Commanders, where they going to live, who they picked up, you know, are they going to be any better this year?
But
hey, we went out and did what we needed to do. We got us a big quarterback. We got us a big quarterback, and all we need to do is put a good running game in front of him, and we're going
to
be fine.
Y'all need to
back
put
to
a
the
good
Super Bowl,
line.
Baby, in 2 years.
Y'all need to put a good line.
A line. We already took care of our line. We took care of our line. We took care of our line at the end of the season. Watch what they laugh, Marcus. Super Bowl in 2 years, baby. Laugh. Marcus down,
years,
sis. Y'all
in
2 years.
2 years.
All right.
Hey, 57, I have a question for you. So is y'all gonna split with the Bengals or y'all gonna sweep the Bengals? Or y'all
we're probably gonna split with the Bengals. We're probably split with the Bengals. Bengals got a good team. Bengals got a good team. But I think we're gonna crush everybody else, even the Ravens.
There's a Cal Hamilton scene that y'all gonna have to face 2 times in the season.
We got to face everybody in our division twice. We got to face everybody in our division twice. And I don't mean no disrespect or anything to anybody, but we went and got our prototypical big white boy for a quarterback. We ready to roll. You hear what I'm saying?
Okay.
We're going to put some running back in front of him, and we're gone. Okay, look at that. We on our way, I'm telling you.
I hope this quarterback doesn't have three women, though.
He's been a 5-year. He's not a pre what? I hear what you said, Mark.
I said I hope this one knows how to treat women.
Well, the other one knew how to treat women. He never got convicted of anything.
Hey man.
Hey, R. Kelly's still innocent.
Wow.
Oh
my goodness.
Hey, you gotta have to mute this guy, man. 57, hey, yes, you gotta
hey,
mute
look,
for
look,
at least
look.
A second on
hey, look, all I'm gonna say is this. JoJo, you want your ass whipped, no? That's all I can say, man.
Oh, man, I couldn't wait
to
get that in, man. Yeah.
That man would say, R. Kelly. Boy. Hey, man.
Prove me guilty, man.
I love this corner, man. Y'all dudes keep me cracking the hell up. I'm trying to tell you. So, let me tell you all what I've gathered. Today in this conversation, Ben knows how to treat women, and R. Kelly ain't guilty. Boy, he needed you for his lawyer, 57. I'm trying to tell you, cause they laughed that way. They went right into a not guilty verdict. I'm serious. They laughed their way right into it. Now, hey, listen, y'all know I hate to do this, but Tang. Come on, let me know about your Cowboys, man.
Let me know. Oh, my God.
I'd rather listen to Sis talk about the 49ers.
Tank ain't here. Tank ain't here.
Tank taking a nap.
I'm here.
I'm here. There you go. See, I told you.
You there.
I'm trying to give you time to talk about your cowbum, right? Oh, see, there you go. No, I'm going to tell you like this, man. Just like I heard Marcus say, man, you know what I'm saying? In this draft, you know, everybody, you know, they 50-50. We don't know what they're going to do, but I am happy that we picked up a lot of pieces that we need. Even in free agency also, with the 19
right,
people that we
right.
picked up. You know what I'm saying? We picked
oh,
up some
wow.
offensive tackle. Yeah, a couple of linebackers. Yeah, 19, man. We got like 19 people in free agency, man. So somebody's going to work out good for us. I just can't wait till the season starts. Because I can't really put nothing on, boys. Because I ain't, you know, I don't watch college like that too much. But I did watch the draft. I knew last week y'all told me I had to I'm gonna have to talk about this, so I made sure I did my homework though.
Y'all
need
to get that linebacker draft.
Yeah, we picked. Say that again.
Yeah, Damon Clark.
Say it
again. Cowboys picked Damon Clark up. I think that's like a seven
draft. From LSU.
Yeah.
Round five from LSU. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a steal.
Hey,
Mike Boston.
Hey, Dirty.
Yeah.
So what?
Yeah.
So what? So what?
Hey, look. You know, he a Commander fan, D-Mob, so he ain't gonna really, you know, have no say-so for my team right now.
They're all B-minus. I ain't gonna lie to you.
They what?
I know Darius was a Philly fan.
Nah, I'm
Ranch. Wow, man.
I'm Ranch.
Darius like anybody that went.
Yeah, I'm a winner.
Oh.
I'm Ranch.
Yeah, that's right. That is a discussion that your mama and I have had, how you play Lottie Dottie, anybody that won.
I forgot about that.
Bro.
You're right.
When we talk football, I win a Super Bowl every year, so I don't know y'all want to have that conversation.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm from an era where your girl wanted you to be dedicated, where your girl didn't want you running around with everybody else, no matter how good she looked or smelled or how pretty her eyes or robust them hips and breath was. She wanted you to stay with her, so yeah. Forgive me for my loyalty, man.
I'm from a generation where the female wants you happy.
Right.
Hey, 57. He works for the.
How do you know though? You ain't staying around long enough to find out what she wants.
Hey,
you ain't staying around long enough. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Hey, look. All I'm gonna say is this. D, I ain't mad at you, bro. That's all I'm going to say.
But you mad at me with baseball. Hey, but let me add this to you, 57. The Sox and the Cubs play tonight at 7:30, man. I don't know who to go with.
Hey, man, flip a coin, baby. Flip a coin and wish for the best.
I already know I'm going with the Sox.
I got two
teams in one.
You see what my Yankees doing.
I'm going to say this.
Yeah,
I'm going to say this.
Darius,
I am appalled by your blatant admitting going with whatever team that went. I thought your mother was joking when she said, nah, Hill. Darius said, I win the Super Bowl every year. I said, he ain't say no cockamamie mess like that. And sure enough, on the corner, you have said, I win the Super Bowl every year. Darius, boy, you know what? I'm going to pray for you, man. You got to have a team, man. Listen, you know what you're doing, Darius? You making sure that you win every football argument you get in. Because you can always end it with, we won the Super Bowl, though. Nah, man. That's a fucking
That doesn't suck a route, man. Nah, dog.
Nah, it's
you got to give it to somebody. If you're a Rams fan.
Because
you
your girl, right, you use your girl as an analogy for, you know, being loyal to your team. But your team, your girl ain't been loyal to you. So why you staying?
Why you figure that? Why you figure that?
They disappoint you
because
every year.
But
just like
the young
guy,
that is his team, Darius. You are right. You are right.
That
they disappoint him every
team.
Year.
Well,
man,
man,
Lee,
nah, dog. I can't do that.
57.
Your teammate got disappointed as well.
Well, you told me to say something, Kel, so I said something.
I said, your team been disappointing as well, so, yeah. We're going to keep
not
that
really,
on the
Kel.
Low.
We made
yeah.
the playoffs. You know, my quarterback went out on top like he should have. You know, a dynasty comes to
yeah.
an end, you know. Eventually it ends.
He went out on top of the defensive lineman that sacked his ass. You're right. He did go out on top.
No,
he didn't go out
on
broke up and everything. He left the game.
They did win
okay.
on that Monday night game, though. Man, he did
okay.
win out. Yeah, he won that game.
Ron, I'm trying to tell you, Ron, my patience is thin as frog hair. Messing with you. I do not need you to come in and give 57 no air. You hear me? It's about the
what are you doing,
though?
What are you doing?
It's about, man.
But he's gone. We ain't got to worry about him no more.
There you go. There you go. He's gone. But that picket boy, hey, 57, all jokes aside, I'm intrigued
uh-huh.
by this young man and what.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
Intrigued by this young man and what they will be able to do with him. You know what I mean? Are they going to be able to get the most out of him like we're hoping that they do, you know? I'm really intrigued
mm-hmm.
by this young man because, like you said, he is a huge, huge prospect. You know what I mean? Not just in size, but in capability as well. So, you know, I'm anxious to see how Pittsburgh's using him.
Yeah, he's been a good quarterback at Pitt. And he's not leaving town, so he's just going across town to play for the Steelers. So, and he's a 5-year quarterback, so he got some experience. He's going to be if the Commanders were looking at him in the very beginning, along with what's the other guy's name.
Okay.
So he's a good quarterback. Before y'all got Wentz, y'all were looking at Kyle Pitts also.
Hey man. Just because you say my team name, that don't mean I'm good with you. You understand what I'm talking about? Keep my team
hey,
out bruh. Your mouth. Keep my
the
team.
Last thing I was hearing, don't smack me, please, bruh. Please don't smack me.
Hey, keep my team out your mouth, bruh. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Don't worry. I plan to.
Where's my co-host, Tree? Where's my co-host, man? Okay.
Hey, you right here,
okay,
lady.
I'm right here. I'm just listening.
Hey, man.
I'm making sure y'all good.
Don't be MIA on me, man. Leave me with these Neanderthals by my damn self. Oh, okay. Well,
look,
like I said,
he started screaming like he was lost.
Those, yeah, we want to hear those conversations, man. What are y'all talking about online?
They were talking about the color, and they were saying that our color is better. 49ers colors is better. They said that Golden State.
Go back on me.
They said send all the friends up with Kirby.
Go back on mute. Go back on mute, Tree. We good. Go back home. Nobody want to hear that sugar honey iced tea. You know.
Yeah, he was begging for a minute ago. Now he wanted to go back on mute.
So DMV Kale can be fickle. I can be fickle. You heard it from the horse's mouth. You heard it from the horse's mouth. Yeah, it's about what we at?
I know just that's right.
Six minutes over three. You're on.
Don't forget Kirby, y'all.
Yes. Please, guys. Let's not forget Kirby. Please. You know, Kirby is a guy that has been instrumental to me in doing this sports talk thing. So, yeah. Great call, 57. Let's not forget that brother, man.
And to the truth, thank you for the dress, my mama's dress.
And the bracelet.
There you
You're
go.
Very welcome. I hope your mom enjoys it.
Holler at Lady T with TNT Fashions, man. They doing the damn thing. I'm trying to tell you. Keep that wife right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Lady like
my mom is going to be happy.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Definitely. Father's Day is around the corner, you guys. So let the ladies get their stuff first, and then we'll settle up with the men next month. But this month is all ladies. Okay?
There we go. On you, sir.
All right, guys. Kale and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. You guys, we love you guys so, so very much. I hope you guys can feel it. Kale and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. Tomorrow is going to be way better than today. Kale and Miss T are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. Again, the number is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow us on Kale's Corner, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can also log in online to blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean. You guys follow us. We have so many different platforms to follow us. I want everybody that's listening to my voice to send a prayer out for Kirby. He is one of our listeners. He is one of our supporters. We love you, Kirby, and may God be with you in your time of need. Okay? Kale, what do you have to say?
Hey, man, Lady T said it all. We'll be back Thursday, 5 p.m. Y'all make sure that y'all come. Be ready to support. Be ready to laugh. Be ready to be entertained and entertain us as well, yo. Entertain us as well. We appreciate everyone for all they do. Even if you were just listening and didn't say anything, thank you. We appreciate that. All right?
Yeah.
So, Lady T, with that being said, I feel like taking out some MC Light this week. Is that all right?
Oh, let's do it.
All right. Let's roll.
Got a who? Got a